B-Pod Studios.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
A fisherman, lucky to be alive, after a crocodile jumped out of the water and bit him on the hand.
Whoa!
A 24-year-old Queensland, Australia man was fishing with a friend in the Northern Territory on Sunday when the reptile attacked. The crocodile crept up on the two men, jumped from the water, biting down on the 24-year-old man's right hand, causing serious injuries.
Damn alligator bit my hand.
Oh, my God.
His friend was able to drive him to a nearby Berry Springs hospital. Officers were waiting to take him there.
And where was this again, Preston?
In Australia.
Of course.
After arriving...
Leaping crocodiles.
At the hospital, the 24-year-old underwent surgery on his right hand and fingers and remains in a stable condition. A spokesman said that the man wasn't able to identify the type of crocodile that attacked him. However...
It had wings.
However, due to the bite patterns on his hand, paramedics speculated it could have been he could have been attacked by a saltwater crocodile.
By the way, I think it's the only place on Earth that has saltwater crocodiles.
Okay.
Welcome to Australia.
Yeah, exactly. A disturbing surveillance video has emerged showing the moment two men wearing face masks jumped out of a Jeep brandishing guns, topped with silencers, and opened fire at a biker gang leader, killing him on a Bronx street in the middle of the day.
This footage is wild.
Now, the victim has been identified by unnamed law enforcement sources as Francisco Rosado, the 51-year-old leader of the Bronx chapter of the notorious Pagan Motorcycle Club.
Francisco, that's fun to say.
The newly released video begins with a pair of men dressed in black, wearing blue surgical masks, getting out of a dark blue Jeep, drawing pistols equipped with suppressors to muffle the sounds of the gunfire. They sprint across the street, aiming their guns, then return just moments later, jump back in the Jeep Cherokee, and speed away.
Now, I know it seems violent, but they were wearing masks.
Okay.
So they were observing the COVID rules.
The video has no audio, does not show the victim getting shot. According to police, Rosado was talking with someone in a parking lot when he was struck in the head and torso. He was pronounced dead at the scene.
Mm.
As of Monday afternoon, no arrests had been made. Detectives said officers responding to a 911 call about a male shot arrived to find the victim unconscious and unresponsive. Four medics declared him dead on the scene, and they did not disclose his identity, but they think it was this guy.
It's been a while since we've had a flare-up between the biker gangs.
Yeah.
There was one, a big one, about a year and a half ago. Do you remember that?
Was that in Texas?
It was in Texas.
Huge shootout.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. And you know what? I think no one ended up getting arrested in that, if I recall.
I didn't see anything.
Crazy. TikTok users are urinating on themselves as part of the Pee Your Pants Challenge.
Yeah.
And while it allegedly started as a joke, it quickly became the latest trend to go viral on the platform.
Come on.
Videos show people, mostly guys, standing in front of their bathroom mirrors, fully dressed. They proudly wet themselves, all while chatting the entire time on camera.
You must be out of your goddamn mind.
Liam Wire from Kansas, 19 years old, started the challenge on April 21st when he posted footage of himself peeing his pants, aptly dubbed the hashtag Pee Your Pants Challenge. In the clip, he's wearing a T-shirt and shorts as he looks in the mirror and says, Pee Your Pants Challenge. Viewers can then hear his stream of urine hitting the floor as a wet spot forms on his shorts. The video has been viewed hundreds of thousands of times, though Liam had to repost the clip after TikTok removed the original.
Do you think we could get traction with the feed your own head into a wood chipper challenge?
Of course. Many people were appalled by the footage, with some blaming the coronavirus pandemic for leading such a gross challenge. And Liam inadvertently inspired others to take part in the challenge, though he insists it was meant to be a spoof. He said, I'm definitely surprised that the challenge actually became a trend. I created it as a parody of the other challenges that have gone viral on the internet in an attempt to show how pointless they are.
Well, it backfired.
Yeah, now it's a thing, and even Bill Weston's doing it.
He did it?
Yeah, he did it. Yeah.
Well, he's so
trendy.
All
right, I'm taking the piss my pants challenge.
He's so trendy.
Oh, that feels so warm.
Mm-hmm.
Like
mm-hmm.
hot soup.
Yep. Soup. Images of a man wearing a Ku Klux Klan hood as a face covering inside of a grocery store have circulated on social media, prompting condemnation from local leaders.
Well, that's not even... there are openings in it.
Just, yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's not even
adhering. Defeats the purpose, and besides, it's a symbol of racism.
Shoppers took multiple photos of the man with and without his hood while he was inside the store. A company spokesperson said the grocery store workers repeatedly asked the man to remove the hood, but all requests were ignored until he was in the checkout area.
I don't want to get sick.
A spokesperson said this was a disturbing incident for our associates and customers, and we are reviewing with our team how to best handle such inappropriate situations in the future. Come on, people. A grocery store worker, here's another one. A little bit different, though. A grocery store worker recently caught video of a woman who came into his store to pay for gas wearing a mask with a hole cut out over the nose and mouth area.
I saw this.
Joe Simon, who was working at SJ Food Market in Lexington, Kentucky, when the incident occurred, and footage shows the woman approaching the counter and asking for gas. Joe completes the transaction before asking, "Where'd you get the mask from?" And she replies, "Well, since we have to wear them and it makes it hard to breathe, this makes it a lot easier to breathe." Joe said, "Cutting it," as a woman nods in agreement. Joe then deadpans, "Yeah, sure, I'll do that. Thanks for the advice." As the woman leaves the store, and then the woman has been, the video has been viewed over 4 million times, with many people leaving comments about the woman's absolute stupidity. And of course, it happened in Kentucky. And then finally, let's end with this one. Kelly Harpet of Gilbert, Arizona, says her security camera recently gave her dozens of alerts overnight about her front door. When she investigated, she found there was no intruder, but rather thousands of bees that were swarming on her front porch.
Oh, my God.
She says the bees have chosen her porch as their new swarming spot, and there are so many of them in one area that it looks like a bad paint job with texture.
Since they're on the camera, did they take the piss yourself challenge?
I don't know. She said her camera also captured the moment a surprised FedEx driver dropped off a package and sprinted for safety.
Wow.
When he spotted the bees, Harper says she contacted a beekeeper who removed the swarm. So
my doorbell camera is so sensitive, it picks up traffic out on the street passing by.
No kidding.
So at some times of the day, I'm getting alert after alert after alert. I have to figure out how to
adjust the sensitivity.
Adjust that a little
bit.
Maybe.
93.3 WMMR. Audio on demand. It's the Bizarre File podcast.
Well, in Detroit, a woman said she was in shock when a fight broke out as she was flying back home on Thursday. She and her children returned home from a family commitment in Los Angeles, but that wasn't the worst part of the trip. A large brawl broke out on board. She said, "We couldn't believe it was happening. It was really scary. I had my kids with me, and everybody was like, oh, my God." What started as an argument between passengers, she said, turned into an assault. A passenger said other passengers were being too loud when he was trying to sleep, and then he was beaten bloody.
I'm trying to sleep!
And I saw a video of this, Steve. This dude is standing over the guy who's sitting down in the seat, and I mean full-on haymaker after haymaker. I couldn't believe it. She said passengers were urging Spirit employees to help, and she stated everyone was like, "Why are you doing anything?" And they were saying, "We don't get paid enough to deal with this."
What?
The pilots made an emergency landing in Des Moines, Iowa for 2 hours. Jeez. She said the culprits changed out of their bloody clothes when the plane landed. They went and changed their clothes before the marshals came. She said they hurried and ran to the bathroom because they had blood all over their clothes and they didn't want to be recognized. Passengers were shocked that the people involved were allowed to come back onto the flight.
So how many people are we talking that were involved in the beating?
I don't know. But I just saw one in the video.
Huh.
The police said they didn't have jurisdiction to arrest anyone, so they let them back on the flight.
Oh, my God.
Jesus.
What?
The woman said she was shocked.
Sorry about that beating back there. Hope you're enjoying the rest of the flight.
That the flight was packed after Spirit told her they would distance passengers due to coronavirus concerns, but that wasn't. She said they didn't clean the blood either. We sat there for 2 hours. Everyone's sucking everyone's coronavirus. She said she's planning to self-quarantine and get tested as soon as possible. Spirit did refund her, though, and they have not responded about the fight and why they didn't leave those people off the plane. Yeah, it was unbelievable.
That sounds ridiculous.
It does,
good
yes.
Good news, everybody about to support the flight is going to get a complimentary water.
This is ridiculous, too. Women dressed as healthcare workers are taking packages from outside residents' homes in Washington State, according to the police. Two women described by police as suspects in a porch piracy case are seen in surveillance videos wearing scrubs and what appears to be a lanyard with an identification badge. One wears gloves as she takes packages, a package off the front porch of a home, and they don't believe that they're real nurses.
Probably not.
One package stolen Wednesday was taken from the home of an actual nurse and a law enforcement officer. Michelle Santiago, who was out working at the time of the delivery, said, "I could see the FedEx driver drop the package off around 3 o'clock that afternoon in one video. And in the following video, this woman walks up and takes it less than 5 minutes later." Inside the package was a customized organizer for her husband's police equipment. Santiago shared the video with her neighborhood group and found other instances of this happening. So police are looking for them. Well, you'll be happy to know a local asparagus fortune teller has predicted great news coming up from Somerset, England during the coronavirus lockdown. Jemima Packington, who is from Bath, is an asparamancer.
So what does this mean?
Asparamancer.
Asparamancer. Okay.
And she has cast her vegetables for the month of May, which is National Asparagus Month, by the way.
I love asparagus.
The 64-year-old said the formation of the asparagus for this month forecasts good news on the horizon.
So when she threw it, did this asparagus actually spell out the words good news?
No, it didn't. So she appeared on ITV's This Morning Today chat show. She said, I am the world's only asparamancer, and I make predictions using asparagus.
Well, you're quite insane, aren't you?
You can cast asparagus, you don't toss it, and the asparagus create patterns when they are cast on a flat surface. And then, from the patterns that are created, I am able to make predictions.
Of course they do, security.
The asparamancer had correctly predicted Brexit and England's Cricket World Cup win in recent times.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
She added, the May predictions show a letter V and a letter E, which show we will have a double celebration during the upcoming bank holiday. The little budlets that you can see on the background indicate refreshments of the alcohol variety.
Ah.
So we are all going to have a jolly good time. Also, the spears coming forward indicate there is really great good news on the way for us all this month. She's also made other predictions about 2020, and one of which predicts Donald Trump winning a second term as president, but he will again face impeachment and be booted out of office, she said.
You must be out of your goddamn mind!
Jemima claims Brexit will happen smoothly and will not cause any of the problems that have been anticipated. She also says to expect more royal births, but also a bereavement this year, while a shakeup of the major political parties is also on the horizon.
All this from asparagus?
Yeah. And perhaps also her most fitting prediction, the Vale of Evesham asparagus will be heralded as the most prized vegetable worldwide. So these are the predictions of the asparamancer.
Did she predict how tightly her straitjacket would fit?
No. He has no visions of that as
wow.
of yet. All right.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click on demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.